The EIS program was an absolute eye-opener. From the very first day, I was excited by the size of the problems, the ingenuity of the solutions. There was an outbreak of hepatitis in officers at a naval base. When they investigated, they finally realized that there was a disgruntled worker who had peed into the salad dressing and spread hepatitis to the officers, but no one else. I was captured by stories like that of people doing the detective work.
How did you figure out that path of getting to where you wanted to be?
One day, there was a suspected case of smallpox in a Navajo child, and I was told to investigate it. I walk into the hospital room, and I knew immediately. I had no idea what that child had. By that time, it was 1:30 in the morning, but I called my superiors at CDC, and we went through everything that I had seen. And their conclusion was, well, you can't rule out smallpox. For days, we were on the reservation running down all the contacts. And then it turned out it was disseminated herpes from measles, but it now primed my interest in smallpox. And the next year, I was given a chance to go to India and saw smallpox for real.
Do you think that now you would have been able to tell that it wasn't smallpox?
Oh, I sure hope so. If not, I've wasted a lifetime.
Knowing what you know now, do you think we could have been better prepared for the coronavirus?
Every time we have a problem like this, whether it's Ebola or Zika or coronavirus, we think now they will support public health infrastructure appropriately in the future, and that doesn't happen. The problem goes down, the funding goes down. We've got to keep the public health infrastructure in between outbreaks, or we're going to continue to have this problem.
I talk to people about getting the vaccine, and I tell them about you. He's my grandfather. He has a pretty good idea if the vaccine is safe, and he's telling me to get it, and he has my best interest at heart. It wasn't always the science that was the most persuasive for people. It was that personal connection. I'm lucky that I have people in my life like you and grandma that have made a difference. You give me a lot of hope. What gives you hope for where things are going?
You. And going beyond that, the number of young people who are interested in global health because they see this as a way of improving the world, that gives me hope.